In this episode, we'll talk about the four E's of life, that is empathy, education, evolution, and emotional quotient. Hey everyone out there, this is Deepak. Welcome to the Voice of Deepak. This is the episode 12 of season 1. In the previous episode, we talked about the D of life, that was dreams. Now, in this episode, we shall talk the four E's of life that we need to focus. The number one is empathy. Empathy means understanding the feelings and emotions of others, like the people around us. The reason why we need to understand them is because there are so many people on this globe who are ignorant and they are not even aware of the fact that this is not actually they wanted to be or do. That's how sheltered their lives. So we need to be empathetic because we are in the process of eradicating this premeditated thing, and we are here to try and bring in the self-development, self-awareness, which they lack. That is the reason we need to be empathetic to them. They are ignorant about themselves. They are unaware. Sometimes people shit on you. They blame you. They scold you. They put negative stuff on you. They try to demotivate you. But you just take them. Because you and I know that they don't know. And they are not in a position even to understand what you are doing. Because they think they are right and you are wrong. But you know the truth. But that doesn't mean you go and try and preach them. No, we aren't doing this. We should never try to convince anybody. Because all these kind of things should come from them. So we need to feel for them and be empathetic. Because they are ignorant. We are aware of what they are in and going through. They are living their lives based on some other's opinions. They are insecure. And I'm not here to judge them, because one or other day they may realize, the sooner the better. Dump out your so-called insecurities. Flex your failures, flex your insecurities, flex what you don't have, what you aren't good at, flex your errors, losses. These are what we need to flex. Instead, we do the inverse. No, flex your shortcomings. That is how you can get out of it. Let me tell something straight. This is not something alien I'm talking out of nowhere. This is the truth. I'm not a realized soul or a preacher, a philosopher or a spiritual guru to give lectures and philosophies. No, this is the most basic of life. Whether you are ready to accept this or not, this is the fucking truth. So be empathetic. The number two is education. What is education? Education is a process of receiving, gaining or learning systematical information or knowledge. Education is not only schools and colleges. Of course, schools and colleges do educate, but we can learn anything and everything directly from internet these days. Irrespective of the fact from where and how you are learning, we need to learn and get educated in our own stream, be it art and craft or public speaking, finance, sport, filmmaking, podcasting or anything for that matter. We need to get educated and learn in our own stream. Why? The reason is to be much better to do our thing. So the number two is education. And the number three is evolution. Evolution that I'm mentioning here isn't something about biology that I'm going to talk. No. Evolution means, basically it means a progressive change or growth. Yes, we all need to evolve. But I'm not going to tell you be better than yesterday, evolve on daily basis. These kind of daily based analysis and comparisons will not work in the long run. And life is the biggest marathon you could ever visualize. It's okay if you had a bad day or you couldn't do something you wanted to, or you wasted a day watching some Netflix. Okay. In between, I want to add something. If you were satisfied and happy doing something, that's great. No more discussion. Because happiness is the ultimate thing. But if you feel you shouldn't have done that particular thing, you should have been better than the previous day, week, month or year. It's okay, because life is a bloody fucking marathon. But cumulatively, we need to evolve and understand ourselves much better. There is always scope for learning and development. We cannot just shut doors thinking we know everything. No, we need to keep evolving. That is the third E of life. The fourth one is emotional quotient or intelligence. Emotional quotient or intelligence is understanding, realizing, managing your own emotions into a positive way or manner. Yes, sometimes there might be some situations, not might, there will be some situations where it may or will flip your entire life upside down. That's when you need to use your emotions in a positive and in a proper direction. How to do it? By using the worst case scenario equation. And this is my love. And there will be an exclusive episode on this after the Alphabets of Life. That is this series. After the completion of the series, there will be an exclusive episode on this worst case scenario equation. Or even you can do this, or you can be grateful for what you still have. For more insights on this gratefulness, you can watch the episode 6, which is exclusively about that. So use your emotions and pains that come in some uncontrollable situations in a positive manner. That is the 4 E's of life: education, evolution, empathy, and emotional quotient. See you all soon with another new episode. Take care, people. One life, no regrets. One life, no complaints. Take care, be safe, be empathetic. Empathy is very much important, because not everyone is self-aware. Not everyone knows them completely. So we need to be empathetic. Let's educate ourselves. Let's start getting evolved. And let's control our emotions in a positive way and develop that emotional intelligence and emotional quotient. Take care, people. Be safe. Bye-bye.